Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to History Mystery Boo for the week of 12/17/2011. And wait, you may be saying, 12/17/2011? Didn't you just publish a History Mystery Boo? That is correct. I did so last night in front of a Barnes & Noble, and tonight I'm doing another one in front of a Starbucks. So there! It's just kind of easy and fun to do one on this iPad 2 here, and not the best sound quality, but it's convenient as all heck, and there's an app that pushes it right up to Audioboo. So, without further ado, I'm going to answer yesterday's question and give you another one. The question was, what countries in the world have landlocked navies? And you'd be surprised, there are quite a few. So here's the answer, roughly alphabetically. Azerbaijan patrols the Caspian Sea. The Central African Republic, once the Central African Empire, home of the ruthless Emperor Jean-Bedel Bokassa, who considered himself the reincarnation of Napoleon Bonaparte, they patrol the Ubangi River, which borders the Congo. Another breakaway Soviet republic, after Azerbaijan, is Kazakhstan, and they also patrol the Caspian Sea. Laos patrols the Mekong River, mostly to monitor the heavy drug traffic that happens on that Mekong River. Paraguay mostly patrols the Paraguay and Paramaribo rivers. And technically speaking, Paraguay does enjoy access to the ocean, but you'd have to take those naval vessels through a trip of about 1,000 miles through Argentina, and I don't see that happening anytime soon, do you? So I'm going to call them landlocked. Rwanda, the African country, has a small fleet that patrols Lake Kivu. Sounds more like a Coast Guard than a Navy to me. Serbia is kind of funny. They once had access to the Adriatic Ocean, Adriatic Sea, I guess. But that was when they were combined with Montenegro, and they split some time ago. And when they split, Montenegro went with everything naval that had Serbia's name on it. So now they have a tiny fleet of patrol craft on the Danube River and operate as if they're one giant arm of the Serbian armed forces, even though that's all they have. So it's kind of funny. Turkmenistan. Yet another breakaway Soviet republic also patrols the Caspian Sea. I can just picture these three navies out there, the Azerbaijanis, the Kazakhis, or the Kazakhs, and the Turkmen from Turkmenistan, all steaming around, saluting, or shooting at each other. Take your pick, regardless of who's bad at each other this week. And Uganda, finally, has a small force on Lake Victoria. Now, I promised extra credit for guessing who has the largest, and that's the one I haven't named yet, Bolivia. They have several thousand military personnel in the Navy, and they patrol Lake Titicaca, and they keep a small unit in Rosario, Argentina, which has access to the ocean. And this is a purely symbolic thing because Bolivia lost access to the ocean after the Great Pacific War in the 19th century, 1800s. So they don't have access to the ocean, but they sort of keep a symbolic access there. And they by far have the hugest landlocked navy on the planet. Now, the question for next week, and I have to hurry up because I'm running out of time, is what convict created a revolutionary new rifle design for the United States Army? What convict created a revolutionary new rifle design for the United States Army? Tweet your questions, as always, to histmystboo, HISTMYSTBOO, at Twitter.com. Twitter.com. And you can also answer on Facebook, or you can comment and answer on my blog, The Third Point of Singularity. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.